Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Begin final countdown.
The
Sienna Field Superstar.
Big.
Woohoo! What do you say, sports fans?
Five.
Hope you're ready for this.
The Big Five. The Big Five. The Big Five.
All right, guys, are you ready for one of the best Big Five editions in a long time?
I'm talking a big game. You got to back it up, dog.
Well, I mean, we are going to start with Phil Mickelson.
Number five.
Because our boy came out today with an apology. He said that his actions last Saturday at the U.S. Open, quote, "My anger and frustration got the best of me last weekend. I'm embarrassed and disappointed by my actions. It was clearly not my finest moment, and I am sorry." So, Chris, let's start with you. Do you think that Phil Mickelson cave to the outside pressure, and are you disappointed in him?
Yes, and yes. How many questions did you ask me there?
Like
just two.
Four.
You got just it. Yes and yes.
Well, I think I'm not surprised because Phil Mickelson wants to be liked by everybody. So that's always been his way of going about things. And I think once he realized there was so much backlash for what he did, he decided to try and, you know, he wanted to apologize and get everybody back on his side again. But I personally don't think he needed to. I thought what he did was organic. It was fresh. And it was a good little dig at the USGA, which set up that golf course way too hard.
Tony?
I agree with Chris exactly how he said it, too. I think it does seem like Phil Mickelson has always wanted to be liked. And obviously with the backlash that he received in his world, which is the golf world, I think that's important to him. And that's probably why he apologized. I agree with Chris. He didn't need to apologize in my book. I thought, if that was him being frustrated and angry, that's as well as you can handle frustration and anger, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the way he handled it, to me, the whole little jog to the golf ball while it was rolling, I giggle every time I think of it in my head. But how he handled it after, when he had the cameras and the microphone in his face, I thought he handled it well.
Do you remember in the All-Star game, and I understand this is the All-Star game, but Larry Walker came up to bat against Randy Johnson one time.
And put his helmet on.
And couldn't hit him left-handed, so he put his helmet on backwards and stood on the right-handed batter's box.
Yeah.
There's a famous picture of it. Granted, it was an All-Star game, but if you wanted to, you could look at that and say, you know, Larry Walker's just
making a mockery of the game
of baseball.
100%.
And, you know, that's just a dumb way to look at it. I mean, Larry Walker was just having some fun in the moment, and I just think Mickelson was doing something similar. It just didn't bother me.
That's a great side-by-side, like, comparison. Here you are, even though it's an All-Star game, but still, it's the integrity of the game.
Right.
He puts his helmet on backwards so he could have the right ear flap on, the right ear, hitting right-handed against Randy Johnson. It was a light moment. He knew he was dominated in that at-bat, and that he might as well just have fun with it on the way out, and that's what Mickelson did to me.
I'm surprised that these lame baseball fans didn't get mad at that.
Number four.
Baseball fans aren't as lame as you golf fans. That's why,
hey,
Scraby.
Get him, Chris.
Swaggy P is enjoying his run as NBA champion.
Lord.
For those of you who don't know who Swaggy P is, he is Nick Young. Played for the Warriors, won a championship, but he may have said a little too much because he was asked about Canada legalizing marijuana yesterday, I believe, and he replied with, quote, "I want people to pass cocaine. Everybody needs to do cocaine." So, Tony, let's start with you. Do you think this will come back to bite him?
No, and I tell you why. If you know anything about Swaggy P, or as he calls himself now, Swaggy Champ. Champ Swaggy, Swaggy Champ. You know that he doesn't say anything that he's serious about. This was completely in jest. I know everybody freaked out about it, but he did not mean that when he said it. I promise you.
Chris?
Well, I think anytime you're going to open up a microphone and stick it in the face of Swaggy P, you ought to expect something outrageous to be said. So, no, I do not blame Swaggy P at all. Just assume, have, you know, interview somebody that's got something thoughtful to say. You'll get a thoughtful response.
Right. That's shocking that both of you didn't care.
Number three.
Well, we care, but he didn't. He didn't mean it. So
he told everyone to do cocaine.
Come on.
All right.
Ho-hum.
The Home Run Derby is dying a very slow death, with many players declining the invitation to participate. But the Mariners, they have a really, really cool idea. They want Ichiro to take part in the Home Run Derby. Mariners manager Scott Service says he wants fans to vote in the hashtag Ichi4DC campaign, which means they would try to get Ichiro to the Home Run Derby. My question for you guys, though, and we're going to start with you, Chris, is... what should be done with the Home Run Derby? Because it's fading away fast.
I stopped watching it about 10 years ago. I did catch some of the highlights of Josh Hamilton's display, which maybe was about 7 or 8 years ago because he hit so many home runs.
20 in a round?
Yeah, but the Home Run Derby doesn't work for me, nor does the Slam Dunk Contest anymore. I understand it's big money for the leagues because they sell out, and so as long as that happens, they might as well keep doing it, but... it doesn't interest me very much anymore, whether they put Ichiro in or not.
Tony?
Okay, the question is, what should they do at the Home Run Derby, right?
Yes.
I like Home Run Derby. I can't understand why so many guys are not wanting to do it. I get there's this stigma that it messes up your swings, but what was happening before? Like, I don't remember so many guys, like... having issues with their swing after Home Run Derby. I'm mind blown by that. So,
something happened, Tony, along the way, and it started with the dunk contest, because the Slam Dunk Contest used to have Jordan and Dominique Wilkins and Dr. J, and it was an honor to be in it.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, you were only cool if you turned down an invitation, and I think the same kind of things happened with baseball. We can't even get the top sluggers in the game to compete.
Yeah, I don't know. That's what to me, it always was about competition. Guys who could hit the home run and they competed to see who could do more. And now it seems like guys are like having to change their swings to do Home Run Derby. You hear that so much. It messes with your swing. I mean, I don't understand it. And it's probably because I've never hit that many home runs. So maybe that's why I don't understand it.
You're talking to two people who have a combined total of 100 Major League home runs.
I will say this, that if Ichiro got into the Home Run Derby, he would win it.
Wait, he would win it?
He would win it.
Are you serious?
I promise you, Ichiro in batting practice hits homers on call. Like, whenever you want, hey, Ichiro, give me a homer to left. Bam, homer to left. He's that impressive. And they're not like wall scrapers either. These balls are like way out.
Wow. That is pretty impressive.
Number two.
NBA star Dwight Howard has played for a lot of teams in his career because he has traded a lot. And today, this morning, he was traded again. Howard was moved from the Charlotte Hornets to the Brooklyn Nets. My question to you guys, and we're going to start with you, Chris, is what's up with this guy? Why does he keep getting traded?
Dwight Howard keeps getting traded because he's still got a big enough name to where teams feel like if they acquire him, they can probably sell some tickets and remind their fan base that they still plan on contending. But he also gets traded from the other side because he's just not that good anymore. And teams are in no hurry to keep his $23 million expiring contract.
Tony?
I don't know. I can't put my finger on what's going on with Dwight because he still has some ability. He's not, you know, Dwight Howard from 2009, but he certainly still has ability to be a good center on a team and help you win some games. I don't understand why he keeps getting traded. I used to feel differently about him, especially after his brief Laker year he had. But I've come to, like, in listening to him into interviews, he seems like a guy who is a little more sure of himself than he was earlier on, and I've kind of like the guy a little bit more now than I used to. Yeah.
All right.
You know how many players?
Number one.
Sorry.
Before you move on, do you know how many players in NBA history have averaged a double double for their career?
How many guys?
Yeah.
That's like the number 10.
How about two?
Wow.
How about Wilt Chamberlain
and Dwight Howard?
And Dwight Howard. What I should say is the only guys ever to average a double-double in each of their first 14 seasons in the league, Wilt and Dwight Howard.
I do feel like Dwight Howard is underappreciated, and it has a lot to do with some of the antics and things that have gone on earlier in his career.
He was a dominant player with Orlando, I think, but I think he's been anything but that the last half dozen years.
And he was also on his way to megastar status, but I feel like he dropped out of that.
I think ultimately what happened to Dwight Howard is he never developed his game enough to be able to dump the ball down to him in the low post and get a bucket. And I think that's why he hasn't really been the type of center that we're used to falling in love with and being like every year all-star.
All right, number one, Michigan Wolverines head coach Jim Harbaugh is trying to beat everyone to the chase and recruit them early because he offered a 13-year-old Dante Jacob Moore a scholarship to play quarterback at Michigan. Now, he was invited to the Wolverine football camp, and Harbaugh had his eye on him already. But, Tony, what do you think about it when they offer these guys, these young kids, scholarships?
I mean, I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it, but it's been going on a lot longer than 2018. It was going on when I was in school. So this isn't anything that's new at all. It's kind of the way things have gone with media now. They have more access to players than they've ever had. So you can, I mean, listen, it's always a race of arms, right? Who can I get and how fast can I get them? And that's always been the way of college, any sport, basketball, football, baseball. Whoever can get the guy and get in his house first usually wins.
Chris?
I still think Dwight Howard's one of the best centers in the NBA.
He's looking over the stats right now.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
why.
Still looking at Dwight Howard. You know, the reason I think he's one of the best centers in the NBA is because nobody else even has a center anymore.
They're positionless.
There's nobody even plays that position. Your other question was okay, but Tony answered it perfectly, so I didn't need to improve, or I couldn't improve on it.
That is the Big Five for today. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. 5:15 is the time. Another good edition of the Big Five. Coming up a little later in the program, Scott Miller will join us to talk some baseball, and it'll be another edition of Gwynn versus Chris. Gwynn is trying to snap a losing streak in that particular game.
Not feeling confident.
Well, you got to get a little confident because I don't want you giving in on yourself already. You've lost a couple, what, 2, 3, 4, 5, 7 in a row? It's not that bad.
I've lost quite a bit.
No.
Seven in a row. It's definitely three.
I think it's three in a row. So you've lost.
I got a little wrinkle up my sleeve today.
You won the first one, and I've won the last three. So you could still, in a seven-game series, you could still come back and take the series.
That's
come
cold.
Come on, man. You got to have a little.
That's cold.
Little. What do you mean? Why? How's that cold? I'm trying to give you a pump me up there a little bit. How is that cold?
I mean, I'm just getting my butt whooped all the time, and you just keep like.
I'm trying to keep you engaged.
Oh, I'm engaged. Engaged.
That's coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. Chris and Gwynn and Chris back on 97.3 The Fan shortly. I am Chris Ella.
I'm Tony Gwynn Jr.
Gwynn and Chris.
San Diego's only FM sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.